Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. President Trump is now calling for an honorable and honest investigation into the fatal shooting of Alex Pretty by federal agents. University of St. Thomas Law Professor Rachel Moran says this is a significant shift from Saturday's reactions.
He also seems to have softened his tone a bit about the initial claims from the administration that Mr. Pretty was intent on creating mass destruction, which is just totally contradicted by the video evidence.
A new DHS report to Congress said two federal officers fired their weapons at Pretty in South Minneapolis. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is okay after a man sprayed her with an unknown substance at a town hall Tuesday night in North Minneapolis. Police apprehended the alleged attacker, and Omar continued with the meeting.
Here is the reality that people like this ugly man don't understand. We are Minnesota strong, and we will stay resilient in the face of whatever they might throw at us.
Omar was calling on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign or face impeachment when the man yelled, "You must resign," and sprayed her with a syringe. The suspect is expected to face third-degree assault charges. Educators from across Minnesota are pleading with ICE to stay out of our schools. Superintendent Kat Peckle of Rochester Public Schools says more kids are staying home and not coming to school out of fear.
We see that more than 530 additional students have been absent from our schools every day. Some absences may be due to illness or other factors, but when we look only at absences excused at parent request, the patterns are unmistakable.
In other headlines, several Moorhead City Council members are sharing their frustrations over ICE agents in Minnesota. Former judge and Clay County attorney Lisa Borgen previously referred to ICE agents as federal thugs. During the city council meeting, she said they have nowhere near the training local law enforcement does.
You don't get to do whatever you want just because you put on a badge and they give you a gun. You still have to follow the law and the U.S. Constitution. So for anyone to think that they can do whatever they want and there will be no repercussions, I don't believe that for a moment.
Mayor Shelley Carlson says Moorhead doesn't have legal authority when it comes to federal operations. The council took no official action. Southwest Airlines is officially ending its long-standing open seating policy. Customers booking flights are now instructed to select from three seating options, and the type of seat a passenger purchases will determine when they board or whether they're eligible for other perks. This is MNN.